This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The troubled power grid in the state of Texas. Think back to that ice storm a couple of years ago. It is in a jam again as record temperatures persist, high temperatures this time. The operator of the independent Texas grid has asked customers four times last week to use less power so it could keep the grid online. And among the challenges down there is that the number of electricity users in Texas is growing. All the time. It's home to many of the fastest growing cities in the country, Texas is, as people look for new jobs and more affordable housing across the Sun Belt. So from Houston, Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall explains how all that Texas growth is also straining the Texas grid.
More people have moved to Texas in the past 20 years than to any other state, some 9 million people, according to census data.
The joke is, you know, Californians moving to Texas. Well, we have seen a lot of that, and everybody here wants an air conditioner, and I don't blame them.
Austinite Joshua Rhodes is an energy researcher with the University of Texas and dealing with an energy crisis of his own today.
My AC is out, so I'm having a good time down here.
As for those with functioning ACs, Rhodes says they're a big contributor to peak demand numbers on sweltering Texas afternoons.
Over half of that demand is coming from the residential sector, and the majority of that is coming from air conditioning.
This summer, peak demand for the Texas grid is 11,000 megawatts more than it was 2 years ago. Grid operator data shows that growth like that took 10 years last time it happened. Consultant Doug Lewin is with Stoic Energy.
I struggle to find adjectives to express how just wild these levels of demand are, particularly not just to see it once, but day after day after day.
Ann Lewin says the demand for electricity is also increasing in other new ways.
We're at 220,000 electric vehicles in Texas. That number is going to shoot up in coming years.
He proposes that newcomers become part of the solution.
We could have a robust system to like help people get solar panels and storage and live in energy efficient homes. That's entirely possible with the right policy.
And Texas, a leader in energy production, is up for the challenge, says Glenn Hammer with the Texas Association of Business.
It's almost like a home team advantage that we have here because of the culture and energy in Texas.
Andy says the growth that is adding to the grid's load, that's not a bad problem to have. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.